This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. Italian news agencies report the country will close all schools and universities from Thursday until mid-March to help curb the spread of the coronavirus. The virus has killed 79 people in Italy and infected more than 2,500, the most in Europe. The rapid spread of the coronavirus is forcing travelers to reconsider their trips. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
COVID-19 has now sickened more than 92,000 people around the world. Of those, some 3,100 have died. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is recommending people avoid all non-essential travel to China, Iran, South Korea, and Italy. It also says older adults and those with chronic medical conditions should postpone travel to Japan. It's all prompting airlines and hotels to adjust their cancellation fees, waiving them in many instances. Meantime, travelers going through with their plans are buying more cancel-for-any-reason travel insurance. I'm Ben Thomas.
The United Nations canceled hundreds of human rights events because of coronavirus concerns. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from the UN in Geneva.
In announcing the decision, the president of the UN Human Rights Council, Elisabeth Tichy Fieselberger, tells delegates she has received an urgent letter from the UN Director General in Geneva spelling out measures that have to be taken in light of the coronavirus situation.
The Director General specified that would entail canceling all side events and encouraging representatives to refrain from traveling to Geneva for the rest of the session. She also suggested that those special procedure mandate holders who are not already in Geneva could be encouraged to participate in the session via video conferencing.
Human rights spokesman Rolando Gomez says 200 side events will be cancelled until the end of this council session on March 20th. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
This is VOA News. Joe Biden made an impressive showing in the Super Tuesday Democratic presidential primaries, winning 8 states. Bernie Sanders won 4. AP's Julie Walker has more.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders got the biggest prize of the delegate-heavy night.
Bernie, Bernie.
He won California.
Everybody said it couldn't be done.
But he watched as former Vice President Joe Biden, who was virtually counted out, swept races from Texas to Massachusetts.
This campaign is taking off. Join us.
Elizabeth Warren and Michael Bloomberg scored well below expectations in the 15 primaries. This Texas Biden voter says it had to be a moderate.
It's critically important if we want Trump out of office.
Not an easy time for many voters. Deadly tornadoes in Tennessee. Long lines frustrated voters in California and Texas. And coronavirus fears led to some poll workers' absences. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Recovery efforts are in full effect in the southern U.S. state of Tennessee, as just mentioned, where devastating tornadoes ripped through Tuesday, killing at least 24 people and causing extensive damage.
We heard the sirens going off. We heard the wind. We went in the basement. 20 seconds later, it was done. It was gone. 20 seconds.
What did it sound
30
like?
Seconds. We didn't hear much. Just the wind, lightning. And then we walked out and looked at the damage and then started walking around the neighborhood and realized it was a lot more extensive than we first imagined.
Crews grapple with torn off roofs, heavily damaged walls, and downed power lines and trees. Authorities closed schools, courts, the state capitol, transit lines, and the airport. President Trump said he plans to visit affected areas in the state Friday. The U.S. military carried out what it called a defensive strike against Taliban fighters Wednesday in southern Afghanistan. This just hours after President Donald Trump spoke by phone with a top Taliban leader about a peace deal the two sides signed, aimed at ending the nearly 19-year war in Afghanistan. Military spokesman Sonny Leggett says Taliban forces have conducted over 40 attacks on Afghan troops in southern Helmand province. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
Leggett calls on the Taliban to stop the attacks and uphold their commitments based on the agreement signed on February 29 between their leaders and peace envoy Zalmay Khalilzad in Doha, Qatar, which laid out a conditions-based path to the withdrawal of American forces. President Donald Trump had on Tuesday spoken on the phone to a Taliban leader, making him the first American president believed to have ever spoken directly with the militant group. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Afghan government was not part of the talks between U.S. and Taliban negotiators that led to the signed agreement Saturday. I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.